You have your Bible, turn with us tonight to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. We'll begin reading tonight at verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 2. And Paul says, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such an one called up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was called up into paradise. I want to preach tonight for just a little while, if God will be my help, on a heavenly tug. Amen? A heavenly tug. As we look at this tonight and we see old brother Paul, and he said, I knew a man in Christ. He said, above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. There was something happened. And old brother Paul, he had an experience that was out of this world. And I won't say tonight, praise God, there's an experience for a child of God. Hey, they sense that we can have that's out of this world. Hey, so I'm not looking to be captured down here much longer. I'm just a captive in this old world and this old body clay. But one of these days, youngins, we're going to break free of this captivity. Amen. Glory to God. And we're going to go and be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Paul was talking about this man that he seen caught up. He said, I don't know if he's in the body. I don't know if he's in flesh and bone. He said, only God knows. He said, but praise God, there was something glorious took place in that fella. He said, there was something stirred, amen, down the depths of his soul. It was an excitement, praise God, that took place in him. He said, he looked up and he seen, praise God, into a place. He said, he was caught up into paradise. Oh, glory, what a blessed day it's going to be when we get just a little glimpse of paradise. I won't say God has a paradise waiting for me and you tonight if we neglect that paradise that God has got for us. Boy, we're going to neglect it all. Boy, I tell you, I thank God that he prepared a place. And I thank God he prepared a people. And I thank God for that heavenly tug. Hey, you feel the tug sometimes. Amen. It's just like you want to get loose and go out of this world. Paul said, I'm a betwixt two. He said, but to stay here is more needful for you. Glory be to God. And what was he doing? He was a feeling that tug. Amen. He said, that tug of glory, that tug of heaven, that tug of paradise was a pulling on that dear brother. Hey, praise God. If you're a child of God and you know the Lord and you're looking, praise God, for your Redeemer, every now and then, praise God, you feel a little tug. Amen. Feel a little tug. That place called paradise. I got to thinking about this. This place called paradise. Now, that first paradise was made for man. Amen. First paradise was over there in the garden. It was made for man. Amen. It was a place made where they was it had a marvelous sights, and he said it was marvelous food there, and everything was pleasant. There was beauty, there was purity. Amen. There was innocence in that place. That first paradise that was made by man. But there was a second paradise. Amen. Had all the same essence, but in a far grander spectrum. Amen. And what that first one had. That second paradise. Amen. Praise God. It is something that's out of this world. It's beyond our mind and our comprehension. We can't even begin to imagine tonight what that second paradise is going to be like. But praise be to God, one of these days, if we love the Lord and looking for his appearing, amen, glory to God, we'll stray in, we'll stroll in that marvelous paradise that God has prepared, amen, for me and you. What a day that's going to be. But until then, praise God, we just got to keep a looking to him, that author and the finisher of our faith, amen, it's leading us, praise God, into that blessed hope with assurance in our heart that, praise God, one of these days we'll see the paradise of God. Amen. I don't know about you. I get thinking about it. I get excited. I get excited about that second paradise. Amen. See, the first paradise was Genesis chapter 2 and 8 said the Lord God planted a garden east of Eden. Amen. That was that first paradise. God planted a garden and he put man in it to cultivate it and keep it. Amen. That first garden was a splendid garden. That first garden was a place where God would meet and walk with men and commune with men. That first garden, praise God, it was a place where God could come together with men and women, praise God, and walk and commune and have fellowship in this present world that we live. That was that first paradise that he made in Genesis chapter 2. But that second paradise he talks about in Hebrews 11:16, the Bible said he hath prepared for them a city. Amen. He was talking about that second paradise, that marvelous place prepared that the Lord is going to prepare for me and you tonight. I'm talking about a paradise prepared. I'm talking about something that was created and made for man, praise God, by the hand of God himself for me and you. A place prepared for me and for you, praise God. A city prepared. Now I want you to think about this for a moment tonight. In the first paradise, he planted a garden and put man there to tend, to cultivate the garden, to be a husbandman of the garden. But praise God, God says, I'm going to take you out of the garden and I'm going to take you to the city. Amen. He said he's going to move you out of the garden to the city of the Most High God. He said, glory to God, God's created a paradise, young'uns, a place for me and you where we can go. Praise God. When this journey's over, he's prepared a people, a city for a people that's prepared for the city. Amen. Glory be God, ain't you glad tonight that he thought enough of you to prepare a place for you to go. Amen. He thought enough of you, praise God, to prepare you a place so that he can be with him where he is. Amen. Now this first paradise was man's paradise. But the second paradise is the paradise of God. Amen. Look at Revelation chapter 2 verse 7. Or you don't have to, I'll read it to you. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7. He said to the Ephesians, he said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saying unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. See, that first paradise, that was man's paradise. That was a place that was set aside. That was a place that was made for me and you. But I want to say praise be to God. That place prepared now, that's God's paradise. A place where God is. Amen. Glory to God. What a blessing it is. See, man was in the first paradise. Amen. Adam and Eve, man was in the first paradise. But I want to say praise God. God is in the second paradise. Not man, but God. He is in that second paradise. Man was in the first paradise, but God Almighty himself is in the second paradise. Amen. Glory to God. He's not just going to walk through every now and then, but praise God, his presence is going to be made manifest on purpose. He's going to be in the garden. Praise God. He's going to be in that paradise of God. Amen. Glory be to God. From the looks of you, some of us never thought about this like this. Amen. That paradise, praise God, that awesome place that God has prepared, that paradise of God. See, God used to visit the first paradise. He had come through on the cool, Bible says he'd come through in the cool of the evening, and he would walk and talk with Adam and Eve in the cool of the evening. Amen. Hey, don't you like it when you can commune with God in the cool of the evening or the early of the morning? Amen. Praise God. You get in your little prayer place and you get the precious old word of God and you sit down, you begin to meditate, you begin to pray. Well, God just moves through on purpose. Amen. You get to meet with God. Praise the Lord. He comes to where you're at. God, that's the way God visited Adam and Eve in the garden. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, God don't just visit it like he did in that first garden. In the second garden, praise God, it's the dwelling place of God. Amen. The second paradise is the place where God dwells. His presence is always, amen, manifest. Everywhere you look, there's just the essence of God, the presence of God in that second paradise. Amen. Hey, listen, I want to say there ain't no evil present there. There ain't no sin there. Amen. There's no drunkards and no vile people there. Amen. Only ones that's going to be there, praise God, it's been blood bought, praise God, by the precious Lamb of God. Amen. In that second paradise, praise God, there's a magnificent place that's prepared and praise made for you. Now I want to say this place, this paradise prepared, praise God, in heaven is prepared for me and you. Amen. It's a real place. Did you know heaven, praise God, that paradise is a real place? Amen. Hey, it ain't some fairy tale. I believe we've lived in a make-believe society for so long that we think even heaven's make-believe. But I want to say, praise God, just as sure as God's alive and real, and Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God Almighty, praise God, heaven is real tonight. Amen. Heaven is just as real as you're sitting here this evening. A place prepared for you is just as real this evening. Amen. As you're sitting here. Amen. That's why every now and then, praise God, we get that. We get a Holy Ghost unction. We realize that there's a place, and we get that heavenly tug. Amen. You start feeling that heavenly tug. Praise God. I thank God for that too, don't you? Look at Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. You pray for me tonight. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. The Bible says, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like in His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself." Amen. He said, hey, listen, said, hey, not only is there a place, but that place is, it's inhabited it. Amen. There's people there. He said it's a place, amen, where our conversation is, that manner of living, a place where we hang out and where we live our lives and where we give praise to God and we magnify His name for the good God that He is and the good things that He does for all the days of our lives. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's exciting. But He said it's a real place where real people go. Amen. It's a place where you can see God a-working. A place where men, it's a place where men lay up treasures. Amen. Heaven is real, praise God. If you're going to have anything, you can lay our treasures up in heaven. We don't need to be a sowing to the world. If you sow to the wind, you'll reap a whirlwind in this world. But praise God, we need to sow to godliness so that we can lay up treasures over in glory. Amen. Hey, I don't care what I've got here, but what I want over there, praise God, I want to be able to cast at the Savior's feet and say, Lord Jesus, I did it all for You. Amen. Heaven, this paradise He's talking about, is a place where good men lay up their treasures. Hey man, it's a place where you fix your mind and you fix your eye and you fix your heart. Amen. On. You fix your, hey, if we ever get our mind fixed on heaven, we ever get our mind fixed on the God of heaven and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If we ever get our mind wrapped around who they are. Amen. We ever get our heart wrapped around who they are. If we ever begin to see what heaven really is, amen. I tell you, we'll get beside ourselves one more time. We'll be excited when we realize that we really get to go there. But we'll be, amen, we'll be sad when we realize that these folks all around us that may die and go to hell lost without God. But praise God, if we get our minds fixed on the Lord, amen, realizing what this place heaven is, it's a place prepared. He said it's a place not only prepared, but it's a place where the Father dwells. Amen. Heaven is where God. Hey, can you? Hey, I can't. My mind can't fathom the magnificence of God, and my mind can't fathom the magnificence of the place where God would live. I got an image. Everybody's got an image of what heaven be like. The throne of God and Jesus sitting at His right hand. Amen. Everybody's got a picture. And I guarantee you, if you put it on paper, if you could draw it out, every one of us would look a little bit different. Amen. Every one of us' vision of heaven would be a little bit different. But praise God, we'd all see God. If we was all children of God, we'd see Him high and lifted up on the throne of God where He belongs. Amen. He ain't cowering. Glory to God. He ain't cowering down behind it. He ain't standing beside it. But praise God, He's sitting on the throne of grace. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is sitting at His right hand to make intercession for us. Amen. Praise God. Just a little picture of paradise. Amen. Hey, you ever get a hold of this, we'll feel that heavenly tug. Amen. you get to feeling that heavenly tug, you get thinking about the good things of God. Hey, you really start thinking about how what He's done for us. You see, it's a place that Jesus came from. Jesus came from heaven. Amen? Not only did He come from heaven, but Brother Scott, He ascended back to heaven. Amen? He ascended back to take His rightful spot beside the Father on high. Glory be to God. And not only did he ascend and sit down at the right hand of the Father, but He sent the Holy Ghost of God. That's where the Holy Ghost comes from. Amen. It comes from heaven. It comes from the throne of grace down to me and you. Right to where we're at. Praise God. Heaven is an exciting place. It's a place. It's a real place. And it's a place where real people go. Amen. It's a place where bodies are. Hello? Amen. Now, there was a lady asked me one time. I was preaching down tomorrow in Madison County, and they didn't believe in the rapture of the church or any of that stuff. And I was talking about being raptured out of here, and she said, "Well, I just don't understand." Told me the next Sunday before church started, she said, "Well, preacher, I just don't understand. My mind can't get around it." Said, "How are we going to be wrapped out here? We just going to be?" Said, "I just don't think God's just going to leave us up there just to float around in outer space." I won't tell you what, youngins. He's not going to rapture us out of here to float around in outer space. He's going to take us, praise God, into that paradise. He's going to be a heavenly tug, and we're going to go out of here, and we're going to have bodies, praise God. We're going to have glorified bodies. Amen. Bless His holy name. I'm glad tonight that I know. Hey, I'm not just going to be some little old haint that's going to float around in the universe. God's going to give me a body, praise God. Amen. But these bodies already in heaven. You know, I got to thinking about this today. Boy, about had me a spell. You realize there's already bodies in heaven? Amen. Before the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I got to thinking on that. See, the Bible says in Genesis said that there was a little old boy that said that man began to call upon the Lord and said there was a little old fella by the name of Enoch. And said Enoch began to call on the Lord and said in the cool of day they was a walking. Amen. And he said he walked with God. And Bible said Enoch was not. God took him. Amen. Enoch and God was walking along. God said, Enoch, we're pretty close to home. He said, we got pretty close relationship. I'm just going to take you home with me. Glory be to God. Oh, Enoch went out of here. Praise God. To be with God in glory.
Amen.
Amen. He's a body in glory. Amen. Oh, Enoch. But what about old Elijah? Amen. Old Elijah was that old servant of God. Amen. Done 16 magnificent miracles. Praise God. Amen. Before God, he walked with God. He was upright with God. He talked to God. He communed with God. He prayed to God, and God heard him and answered his prayers. Amen. Old Elijah wasn't perfect, but praise God, he served a perfect God. And one glorious day, old Elijah was walking around with Asa, with Elisha's servant, and them old fellas up there at the schoolhouse, they began to say, "Hey, listen, Elisha, don't you know, praise God, that your master's going to be taken today?" And he said, "Hey, Elijah, why don't you just stay here with them? Why go yonder?" He said, "Man of God, you ain't leaving me. I'm going to stay with you, praise God, all the way to the end of the way." And the Bible says, as he crossed the river, praise God, that there's a chariot of fire. Praise God, come down and swooped him up in a whirlwind and carried him off into heaven. Amen. Elijah's in heaven. Praise God. In a body. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So these bodies in hell. Why are you saying all this, preacher? I'm saying this to say that. Hey, listen. God has prepared a place, and that place is going to be full of bodies, praise God. Amen. How do you know? Because the Bible says, I believe, now this is just me, but I believe God was preparing a place with bodies so that when the other bodies got there, they wouldn't be scared to death. Amen. He got some Holy Ghost filled men, amen, and put them in a place. He said, they need to be a little bit of direction. He's going to be a little, hey, praise the God, some things going on up here when the time comes. Amen. So when the time comes, look at Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27. Amen. Praise the Lord. If I can find it, I didn't mark it. Matthew chapter 27, verse 51. And the Bible said, "Behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent." Now listen to what it says. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. Who got up? The saints of God. Amen. They got up. Praise God. And they came out of the graves after His resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Who were these saints of God that got up? These was them Old Testament saints. Praise God. They was looking for the glory of God, the cross of Calvary. They was looking to a Savior. Amen. That was coming in the future. Praise God. Putting their faith and trust. The Bible said they believed God and it was accounted to them for righteousness. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Can you imagine the relief and the joy that they felt when the Bible says He took captivity captive. Amen. He brought them out of there. Praise God, with a great shaking. I want to tell you, one of these days, praise God, in a little while, there's going to be another great shaking. Amen. There's going to be a shout and a trump and a come up hither. He's going to say, come away. My fair one, my beloved, come away. And God's church, the church of the living God, me and you as believers, praise God, is going to go out of here to be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Why? Because there's a paradise prepared. Praise God. And there was a people prepared for that paradise. Bless His heart. Ain't you glad God sent it up this way? Praise God. A place. That place that God's prepared. That place is going to be a place of well-being. That place is going to be a place of happiness. That place is going to be where all will find favor in the eyes of God. Amen. Amen. There ain't going to be nobody that's going to be displeasing to Him. How's He's going to be perfect? How's we're going to serve a perfect God? I want to say, praise God. I'm glad God made it that way. But y'all say tonight, praise God, if we serve Him and love Him like He loves us, we can be that perfect child of God today. God said to strive for perfection. Amen. To strive for perfection. To work at it every day of our lives. Praise God. But we're going to be in that perfect place. That perfect place where we'll find favor. Not only going to be a perfect place, it's going to have a perfect government. We're going to be in a place where we'll have a perfect government. We won't have a bunch of tyrants. Amen. That just say, give me, give me, give me, and don't want to give nothing back. Amen. We're going to be in a perfect place serving a perfect God. We're not there now. Amen. We're living in a mess. Praise God. God's going to come back. He's going to fix this thing. I'm glad God ain't sitting up there wringing His hands, won't know what He's going to do with the United States of America. Praise God, I know what He's going to do with us. He's going to bring us to our knees one more time this side of eternity. He's going to get our attention. He's going to put us down to where we have to look up. Amen, that's what He's going to do with America. See, this thing's fixing to fall. It's fixing to fold together. Praise God, like a scroll. And we just going along about our business like we don't know what's going on. But I'm telling you, youngins, this thing's just about to wrap up. Amen. The final days is approaching. Amen. It's just like a big old airline. Praise God. It's coming in for a landing. Amen. It's just getting the clearances. Praise God. That's why God can say, go ahead. Just go ahead and land on America. Just do what we planned to do all along. Amen. We're about in for the biggest fall that America's ever had. Now, I've told you in 2008, and everybody's been hollering, oh, it's getting better. It's getting better ever since. It's just a charade. It's smoke and mirrors. Amen. It ain't getting no better. Hey, I don't know about you, but every time I go to the grocery store, I pay more for groceries. You know why that is? Because we're propping it up. See, we jumped on China a while back for this, for propping up their economy, and we've been doing it all along. I'm still on the same path. I'm talking about God getting ready for. I feel a heavenly tug. All this stuff makes me feel a heavenly tug. See, I got to doing the math. It's talking about how much money they print a day. And I got to figuring up, that's how much money they print in a month. And that's $200 billion with a B dollars a month that we're flooding into our economy. But you know what it's doing? It's making our dollar worth less. Because it's going, so the Federal Reserve for the whole world is United States of America. Amen? That's where everybody gets their money. That's where everything that's bought is paid for from the American dollar. And all the nations around us now saying, you know what? America dollar ain't worth much. We're going to get our own monies. We're going to do it a different... See, China used to have to come to America. They had to get American dollars to buy oil from Saudi Arabia. They don't have to... They're not doing that now. They're still doing a little bit, but they're getting monies from other peoples. And they're buying it from other with other monies. So what does that do? Every time they do that, it makes the dollar work less. Amen? So they print $200 billion a month, and it's just paper. How long is it going to take before our economy collapses? See, people don't realize what's happening right before our eyes. We're at $21 trillion debt. Amen. We can't pay the interest on that because we don't have no money. What are we going to do when they call their debt? Overnight, youngins, our economy is going to hit bottom. I told you several months ago, several years ago, you better be getting you a food supply. You better be getting some stuff canned up. You better be getting ready. You say, preacher, you're trying to scare us? No, I'm just trying to get you to look up. Because your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. We need to be getting ready, praise God, because the Lord's a coming. And before He comes, this thing's got to tank out. Amen. That man of sin's got to come on the scene. Praise God. But we're going to go out, praise God, before He gets here. But this old economy is going to fall. Amen. Amen. This new world order is going to come on the scene. And the church of the living God is going out of here. But we better be getting ready because this thing's it's a tuning it up. With a shouting trump. Well, I can see, okay, they're up there now going, amen. Clearing his throat, getting ready, praise God. Oh, Gabriel, he's up there wetting them lips. Amen. Getting ready, trump, blow that trumpet. We better be getting ready. Amen. Preparing. You say, well, if he's coming, we won't worry about it. We just go out of here. Hey, you got to live through it till you get there. Amen. So we need to be getting ready. So when the economy tanks out, you can't say, well, preacher, our preacher didn't tell us. Well, the preacher's been telling you since before 2008, you need to be prepared. Amen. Stick you some grocery back in the freezer. Stick you some canned goods up, being better, praise God, because then you don't have to have refrigeration. You say, preachers are going to get that. They're talking about now they're going to get that gas down, blow $3 a gallon. Whoopee. Amen. It'll help. Hey, the economy runs off that. Amen. When the economy starts going bad, when the gas prices start going up. Do you ever notice that? And when the gas prices start coming down, the economy picks back up. Because people have more money to pay for other things. But when it gets to be that your money's worth nothing, amen, what are you going to do then? The thing about it is the stuff in stores, when the gas goes up, it goes up. But if you ever notice, gas goes back down, but the price in stores never goes down. It stays the same. Amen? And next time the gas goes up, and it stays the same. Gas goes back down, and it stays up. Have you noticed that? Huh? That's called inflation. Amen. They say, well, we don't have no inflation. Well, that's because they've got maids and servants. They don't go to the grocery store. Amen. If they went to the grocery store, they'd see that. We say, preacher, why are you saying that? I'm saying that this. So all that to say this. Praise God, we need to be feeling that heavenly tug. We need to be realizing, praise God, that there's a touch of glory. Amen. Amen. We ought to be feeling because we know that this thing's about to play out. Amen. We're about to see something take place in America like we've never seen. Amen. I praise God that it'll be a place where people, men, women, boys, and girls, get on their face and cry out to God one more time. Not because we have to, but because we want to. Amen. You say, preacher, well, why would we do that now? Because he said, never not see the righteous forsaken nor see begging bread. Amen. If I wasn't saved and born again, I'd be scared to death right now. Amen. If I was a lost person in the world today, I would be scared to death, terrified, petrified. Amen. What I thought I might have to go through and do without. Amen. But praise God. God said He'd not forsake His little youngins. Praise God. But He'd deliver us in the end. So we'll have that prayer in heaven. There'll be a perfect government. Amen. Not only there'll be a perfect government, there'll be a perfect citizenship. There'll be perfect citizenship in heaven. Amen. What is a perfect citizenship? That's one with allegiance to God. That's one with loyalties to God. That's one that's obedient, praise God, to the laws of God. Amen. Wanting to do right, praise God, because of who God is. Because He's your God, your Savior, your Redeemer, the one that bought you with the price. Amen. Those are the ones that's going to have citizenship in heaven. Amen. Those are the ones that we need to be participating with. let me ask you, you know who the best citizen, of heaven will be? One of the best citizens of earth. That's who the best citizens of heaven's going to be. Those that love God and are seeking His appearing. Those are who those best citizens is going to be. Those are the best citizens of earth right now. Amen. That's being prepared for a citizenship in heaven. But Paul said, in closing, he said, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. Amen. He said, I know one that was caught up to an exalted place. A high lifted place. Amen. A place where God dwells. Praise the Lord. See, there's the heavenlies and they're heaven. There's a heaven where the clouds are. There's a heaven where the first heaven, the second heaven is where the star and the solar system is. And then there's the third heavens. The third heaven, praise God, is the place where God Almighty dwells. Paul said, hey, he said, I don't know if I was in the flesh or out of the flesh. He said, but praise God. He said, I knew a man. He said, I don't know if it's old Paul when he was stoned. He don't say nothing about that. But over in the book of Acts, chapter 7, he said, there was a man when old Stephen was a preaching. Amen. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ and his resurrection. How he said he did everything the Bible said to fulfill the perfect law, to come as the Messiah of God, the anointed one of God. And to fulfill the promise set before the nation of Israel. He said, hey, let me tell you about what took place in this man Jesus. You know, Paul said that he was there in Acts chapter 7, verse 54. He said, and when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. And they gnashed on him with their teeth. Oh, Stephen, a preaching Jesus, amen. The Messiah of God. He said, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfast into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand. Now notice it. This is before they started stoning him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Before they started stoning him, he said he was full of the Holy Ghost and he looked up and praised God into the portals of glory and he seen Jesus Christ Almighty standing at the right hand of God on high. Now can you picture that? And he says, and said, behold, I see heaven opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Amen. Old Brother Paul, I don't know if he seen this for self, amen, through himself experience, but I believe he may have seen old Brother Stephen as he was proclaiming, and he said, I seen, and Stephen sent there in the Holy Ghost of God, and he said, hey, I see heaven opened up. He said, hey, heaven's rolling together like a scroll, and the portals of glory, the star, the clouds, and the stars gave way. Praise God. And old Stephen looked into the portals of glory, and he seen the glory of God, the Son standing at the right hand of the Father in that place called paradise. Glory be to God. And he said, hey, I see God Almighty and I see Jesus standing at his right side. Amen. Hey, was something stirred down in old Paul he never got over. He never wanted to after he met him on the road to Damascus. Amen. He said, hey, behold, I see the heaven open. Praise God. Paul said, hey, listen, you know what? He said, I saw a man over 14 years ago. He said, whether he is in the body or out of the body, he said, I don't know. God knows. He said, hey, but something got a hold of him. And praise God, it carried him up into paradise. Hey, man, praise God. Listen, what are you saying? I'm saying this. If we ever feel that heavenly tug, if we ever just get just a little peek of paradise, amen, this old world will be for naught. Amen, we won't care about this world so much. Amen, we won't put so much emphasis looking around this world. We'll fix eyes. And for the glory of God, amen, we won't care about looking back. We won't care about looking yonder. But praise God, we'll be looking to Him, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen, because He's got a promise and a place. And it's prepared for me and you. Amen. That upward tug that He has. Praise God.